believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free. Free.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of What Is Your What? Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Steve Oster hanging out with the lovely Mary Roulet. Hi, Mary Roulet.
Hello.
Richie Ote.
Howdy.
Barishan here on What Is Your What? Wednesday, we talk about my New York Times best-selling book and the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found within it. What Is Your What? Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do, which you can find for free at whatisyourwhat.com/free. So it's whatisyourwhat.com/free. Grab yourself a free copy of the book. And we've been covering a lot of ground here as we've been going through this over the last number of weeks already. I've lost count. I've stopped saying it. This is week 17. I don't even know what we're on now, but it's good quality fun. I'm enjoying this. Are you guys?
Yes.
How are you guys liking your What Is Your What Wednesdays? Is this?
I like it. I like the little bit different.
All right, it's a little different
than an interview.
It's definitely a little bit different from an interview, and so. As we're going through the book, and obviously a lot to talk about in it, I thought I would start with a quote. And this one is from a guy named Plato.
Plato.
Oh, that's it? Plato? Is that how you say it? Plato?
Plato. Plato.
My kids love Plato. Is that?
Not the same.
Not the same. Plato. Plato. All right. So what he said.
What's that life skills report card there?
Yeah. And by the way, like, how do they even know he said it? Like, this is what I want to know. Like, when you go back that far in time, like, how do you know, like, these guys are even saying these things? I think they're just making it up. Is this, like, what, 7,000 years ago?
So you mean somebody's attributing a quote to somebody from way back?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, I mean.
Why didn't they just take ownership of?
They should have done that. Right. That would have been, like, much smarter.
So what about the Bible?
I was going to say, where's Jesus in this? It's called the Gospels?
I don't know.
Everything's a quote from someone else in that book. There's no chapter that says. So,
yes.
I'm God. Listen to this.
You know what? I wanted to be the one who was judging his handwriting. That would have been my job. As a Jew, I would have been the judgmental one, going, no, your handwriting is not
I
me.
See so many uses of this life skills report card.
Exactly.
So many uses.
All right, we're going to have to
print it up.
Yeah, if you haven't checked out that episode about reinventing parenting skills or reinventing life skills or reinventing parenting or whatever, we're going to decide to call that one. Definitely want to check it out. So Plato said, a sensible man will remember that the eyes may be confused in two ways, by a change from light to darkness or from darkness to the light. And he will recognize that the same thing happens to the soul.
Mm. Okay, so where does Steve Olscher's strange mind take that?
Drink that one in for a second. And the same thing happens to the soul. Mm. Maybe you should use that quote for Soulful Sunday.
Right.
That would be a good Soulful Sunday quote there. All right. So anyway, long story short around all this is, as we were talking about over the last few weeks, our various elements of the four stages of learning, which is Dr. Thomas Gordon's conscious competence learning stages model, which is a mouthful for the four stages of learning. Do you remember the four stages of learning?
Yep.
You remember? You got it?
Yeah. I don't know shit. I know I don't know shit. I know some shit. Look at me do this cool shit without even thinking about it.
Wow, that's exactly it.
Yay, all right, I like your version better.
That is much better. All right, so yes. So it starts out with unconscious incompetence, which is, yes, you don't know shit. You don't really know why any of that happens. And then it shifts to conscious incompetence, which is now you realize you don't know shit, which is awesome. And then it goes to conscious competence, which is now you can do shit and you get your desired results, but you got to think about the shit that you're doing. And then it goes to unconscious competence, where you just do shit and just it's like as natural to you as breathing. And that would give us the E rating there, ladies and gents. So now we are officially E on this podcast edition of What Is Your What Wednesday. So what I was curious about is, as you look back on your life, are there areas where you think you've achieved that fourth stage? Like anything outside of breathing and things that come most naturally to you? Is there anything in your life that you think you've achieved that fourth stage in, where you literally appear like magical to the rest of the world. I mean, I think that's why people really look at folks like Jordan and Gretzky and, you know, all those icons, if you will. You know, if you're into music, you know, maybe Jimi Hendrix was your guy or, you know, whoever. But they could do things that really just looked effortless and appeared magical to the rest of the world. And frankly, that's how it was for them when they were doing it. I mean, it's like Michael Jordan in Game 6 against Portland way back when. I was actually at that game when the Bulls were in the finals against Portland, and he sank, I think it was 6 3-pointers in the first half, which at that time was a lot. Now Curry blows through that pretty much every game. But basically, I think after he sank the 6th three-pointer, he just kind of backtrotted towards half court and just kind of raised his hands and shrugged his shoulders like, I don't know.
Just what I do.
Just what I do. Give me the ball. I'll shoot it.
Well, okay.
Swish. Goes in.
Maybe this is where you're going with it. But
I have no idea
where you're going
where I'm going with it. Yes.
It just brings to mind that 10,000 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan played basketball in his head before he even stepped on the court. I mean, he saw it. And to your question, for me, radio interviews and just doing radio, I've put my 10,000 hours in over 14 years.
So
that's where I feel that's my thing.
So it comes more, it just comes perfectly naturally. So in other words, you don't give it any conscious thought. Somebody comes on, you're talking to them, you're interviewing them, you're trying to get out the best information from them to serve your audience. So none of that really requires conscious thought. It just comes naturally to you.
Right, but I go in prepared. Mm-hmm. Like if I need to know talking points from my guests so I can help draw out of them what they want to convey.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm doing my own show on Tuesdays, the Mary Goulet Show, I have...
Which is an excellent show, by the way.
If you ever listen to it.
The Mary Goulet Show. It's awesome.
So, yeah, for that, I walk in prepared, but anyone walks in prepared to do whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm. So, Richie, before I ask you, go back to Mary and ask you another question here. So, Richie, is there anything that comes to mind for you where you think you've attained that fourth
mastery.
Stage, that mastery in anywhere of your life?
And back to the politically correct statement of this. Mastery, I think, is relative. Like, because I think what you're really talking about is kind of like a flow state, like where when you can just do something without consciously thinking about it, right?
More,
because I don't really necessarily hear in that you've mastered something, right? It could be a bicycle, it could be playing guitar, it could be, you know, eating your food. You don't consciously think about that, right?
Yeah.
So I think we do all kinds of things like that. I just think once you start thinking about it, then you blew your thing, right? Because now you're thinking about it. So I just think it's mostly, in some ways, not trying to bring it back to the think about thinking thing I always mention. But
wait, because we are a sack of chemicals that thinks about thinking?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure I got it right.
The master is in that third, you know, whoever can insert.
No one can see you what you're doing right now.
And I know,
it's probably better for that because you're pointing your finger in between your fingers.
It looks weird, doesn't it?
But the point is,
someone's going to win that battle. If you can master what you're thinking about, you win. If the marketer inserts their thought, then they win, right? Mm-hmm. So just, I don't know, it's important to know what you're thinking about.
Yeah, but seriously, what is one of the things that you just have?
Rich is running for office, by the way. Did you notice that?
Right?
I just think I think I can go into flow state when it comes to ideas. I literally think I could go against the best of the best money-making ideas if they just pulled topics out of a hat and how to make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I have the team that some of those people might have to pull that off right then? Maybe not. But I think I could go up against anybody, pulling topics out of a hat, like two random things, and say, how could we make money with these two things? Something like
that. I can see that.
You've seen it.
So would you guys say that those skills that you have acquired over the 10,000 hours, if we're using that as as the baseline here, would you say that those skills are monetizable? So,
yes.
Yeah. So what about you, Richie?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. All right. So I guess that's part of the question, right? I mean, that's something for you guys to think about here as you're listening to this, which is there somewhere, something in your life that either you've gone through that 10,000 hours or maybe you just have that natural innate skill that comes to you as easily as breathing? I mean, you don't think about it. Whatever that might be, where in your life have you attained that fourth stage, that stage of unconscious competence where literally you appear magical to the rest of the world. And think about it, because I am sure that if you really sat down and wrote down those things that come really naturally to you and you feel like you, as Richie said, you know, in that flow state, there may be an opportunity there for you to do more with that skill than you are presently doing, and even perhaps turn that into a business that will lead you towards whatever it is that you truly want in so far as your goals or your objectives or, you know, your where you're at and from a financial position.
Do you,
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you find that that ends up being someone's what?
Like, you know, yeah, it's interesting. I will say this, which is, I think it only takes one thing. You know, it really only takes one thing. And whether it's business or it's basketball or it's whatever it might be. I mean, you look at a guy like Steve Kerr, right? Golden State Warriors coach, grew up playing ball. Now's the coach. I mean, that's the one thing. It's all he does. Basketball. It's what he does. It's what he knows. And that's all it really takes. So maybe somewhere in your life, there is that one thing that comes as naturally to you as breathing, and that is where you have attained that fourth stage, and maybe that in and of itself is something that you could leverage in more ways than maybe you presently are. So something to think about. So thanks, Mary Goulet. Thank you, Richie Ote, for sharing that. And for those of you who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition, we love you and appreciate you. And don't forget, you can get a free copy of What Is Your What? Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do at whatisyourwhat.com/free. I'm Steve Ulscher. Talk to you next time on Reinvention Radio.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.